You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. All my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers on the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Got a dentist appointment today, by the way. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front wheel and truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front wheel and truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night mailmen, mail women out there, all my postal workers out there, making sure that people get their packages and their mail in time. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Appreciate you starting your Tuesday morning off with your boy. We got a lot to get into. The Atlanta Falcons start their joint practices this morning with the Tennessee Titans. They'll have joint practices today and tomorrow, and then they will go up against the Tennessee Titans in a preseason game on Friday. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to see all the juicy stories and headlines that come out of joint practices, because we know there will be juicy stories and headlines, even some that might be a little overblown, to come out of joint practice today. But really, you're just looking for good performance from Michael Penix Jr., and you're looking for both teams to be able to get good work. And obviously, you don't hope that you don't want there to be any too much shenanigans as far as scuffles and fights and things like that. You want it to be pretty mild mannered. Again, they're going to be some dust ups here and there, more than likely, and that's just is what it is. But you don't want the fights to get to a point where they feel like they have to cancel practice or start working on their own or whatever the case may be, because you still want to get good work. And for the starters, this might be, and this is a good chance that this will be, these joint practices will be the closest thing they may get to some preseason work or some preseason action. Because with the joint practices this week, I highly doubt we're going to see any type of starters in preseason play this week, even on the defensive side. I know the defensive side, we saw a lot of young guys. We saw the Jalen Walkers and James Pierce Jr.'s. Arnold Ebikade even got some work. I don't know if we even get those guys playing this week because of the joint practices. And we know how much these coaches really value these joint practices. And they should. It's a great way to get in some good work against another team. And, you know, they make it as much as they try to make it as close to the game. They try to replicate it as close to the game as they can. So, again, that's why you hope there aren't any shenanigans that, you know, go too far, any fights that go too far or anything like that. Because, again, they make sure these reps count, and these are some good reps to go up against another team during practice, and you're able to work on a lot of different things and a lot of different good things. So it's very good reps for both teams offensively and defensively, but they are going to be tough, and they are going to be, you know, some hard practices. So that's why I'm not overly sure if you're going to see any type of starters on any side of the ball when Friday comes around, because of the joint practices you're going to have today and tomorrow. But we'll see. You may still end up getting some, but time will tell more so on that. Obviously, I don't think we're going to get any offensively, but maybe defensively you get a few sprinkled in here and there. But I am very much looking forward to hearing about, you know, how Michael Penix looks against another defense, a defense that is, you know, obviously trying to get after him more a little bit. And I'm interested to see how this defense looks too, and how they look up against another offensive line, and how they're able to maybe go up against and throw off a rookie QB in Cam Ward. So I'm interested to hear those storylines for sure. But we'll continue to get more into that, and we'll let you hear from some Falcons coming up in about 14 minutes from now. But I do want to get into a little bit of what happened at yesterday's practice. Yesterday's practice, another practice in the rain. So the Falcons getting their practices in as far as the weather conditions go. But it was a little bit misty, rainy out there. How about this? This was probably one of the bigger stories coming out of the Falcons practice yesterday. Bijan Robinson getting some punt return reps in practice for the first time this summer. It does, I will say this off rip, it doesn't seem like this will be something that he does. I mean, he's just too valuable on offense to be a punt returner. That's just too big of a risk for injury. When you talk about guys trying to run full speed and, you know, clean Bijan Robinson's clock, I mean, you just don't want that to happen, and you don't want to put him in that situation where he is liable for any extra injury. But it was interesting to see that. Yeah, I don't know if it was maybe a fun thing, or, you know, just something that he wants to do every now and again, or maybe the coaches want him to do every now and again in case of emergency. But he was taking some punt return reps in practice yesterday. Again, Maybe that's more so because it was raining and, you know, helping catch a wet football. I don't know. I'm obviously just speculating at this point. And again, maybe it could be an emergency situation, but who knows? But that was something definitely that caught everybody's eye. Clark Phillips, Carlos Washington, both were not at practice yesterday, nor did they suit up for the preseason game on Friday. Jake Matthews, Caleb McGarry were both at practice but didn't see any time in 11-on-11 work. Looks like they're going to be resting and, again, advance to these joint practices because, again, these joint practices are they're going to be hard. They're going to be tough. You're going against another team that's coming at you pretty hard. These joint practices do get intense. I mean, we've seen, you know, how it can get before as far as the fights and the scuffles go. And, again, you hope it doesn't go too far. But these joint practices are going to be tough. So it makes sense that you see Jake Matthews, Caleb McGarry getting rest ahead of these joint practices over the next 2 days. And in place of Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry, by the way, Jack Nelson and Brandon Parker and Elijah Wilkinson were all guys on the across the offensive line that spent time with the ones. Some good news as far as guys returning to practice. A couple of guys that were banged up have been working through injuries. Storm Norton, Falcon swing tackle Storm Norton, returned to practice yesterday along with linebacker J.D. Bertrand. Though J.D. Bertrand is still wearing the yellow no contact penny. So he is still trying to work his way in it and slowly building himself up to maybe get into back to contact. Jamal Agnew, Caleb Johnson, also not seen at practice yesterday. Casey Washington continued to make some nice plays. He had a nice jumping catch and a couple other highlight plays yesterday. So he's continuing to, again, make his case to be that fifth, who knows, maybe even fourth receiver. I don't know if he necessarily jumps Kadero Hodge. And we know Kadero Hodge is going to be on this team regardless as far as a special teamer because he's a Pro Bowl special teamer. But Casey Washington continuing to impress and continuing to make the most out of his opportunity with Darnell Mooney still out. So you got to tip your hat to a guy in Casey Washington who's continuing to work. And we talked about this. Might have been last week or the week before. Raheem Morris was mic'd up during practice, and he came up to Casey Washington and told him how much he liked the speed he was playing with. And, you know, he was very complimentary of Casey Washington. So, again, Washington is getting some notice not only by us but by the coaching staff as well. As far as some other news goes, some other good news, Braylon Trice got his first sack of camp. Leonard Floyd also got a sack yesterday, so that was good to see. James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, as we continue with the edge news, they got reps with the first team. But it's definitely been a rotation, which it's going to be through the season, so that doesn't necessarily surprise me. Again, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. are going to play. It's just they're going to be in a pretty heavy rotation because, I mean, it's a great problem to have, and you hope that the depth of this pass rush works out and helps the Falcons get a lot of sacks, but you got a lot of edge guys that you feel that you hopefully are feeling good about. Braylon Trice, Leonard Floyd, Onu Ebikadie, James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker. So you feel good about these guys all being able to contribute. And again, they should all hopefully be contributing to the point where they can keep each other fresh, where you want to give all of them time, you want to give all of them snaps, and you want to let all of them, you know, get in there to a point where they can obviously get a rhythm, but also can keep each other fresh as well. Xavier Watts, Laquelle London, Zach Harrison also got reps with the ones, along with Brandon Dorlus, Arnold Ebikadie, and Leonard Floyd. So Brandon Dorlus, who had a very good first preseason game, got a sack, a tackle for loss, and was very disruptive. We've been using that word a lot over the past couple of days. Brandon Dorlus, very disruptive in preseason game number one. And so getting some reps with the ones as he should and as I think he will continue to. And look, they're expecting, again, we talked about Brandon Dorlus, Ruka Roro, guys that the Falcons desperately, desperately need to step up because they are supposed to be big parts of the team this season. And Brandon Dorlus looked good. Ruk, you know, at times didn't look great during that first preseason game. But, again, still got time to work on some things. Kirk Cousins, if you want an update on him, if you're curious about how he's been looking. He's still been looking good with the twos. He made really nice passes to David Sills. And how about this, Felipe Franks for touchdowns? He actually hit the Felipe Franks right in the bread basket at practice yesterday. DeMarco Helms, who, again, has made a lot of splash and made a lot of news, made a lot of headlines, was all over social media because of the big hit he put down on Craig Reynolds on Friday. And a couple of the other big hits that he made Friday, too. Again, he was very good, made an impact in that preseason game. He did run mostly with the twos along with safety Josh Thompson, who also was solid in his preseason time on Friday as well. So those are the big stories coming out of Falcons training camp yesterday. And again, we will get joint practices with the Tennessee Titans today and tomorrow. So be very interesting to see how Michael Penix Jr. and this offense looks against a fairly solid Tennessee Titans defense. It'll be interesting to see how this Falcons offensive line goes up against Jeffrey Simmons. We already know he's a guy who is, talk about disruptive. He's a guy that's been very disruptive his whole career. And so you hope maybe this Falcons offensive line can keep him under wraps. But again, it'll be good reps for this Falcons offensive line to go up against a guy like Jeffrey Simmons and use a guy like that and use a Tennessee Titans defensive line that is overall pretty good to help you get ready for the season. So when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll let you hear from Chris Lindstrom as he was talking about what he's looking to get out of joint practices. We'll let you hear a few cuts from Arnold Ebiketie as well. All that coming up as we continue to get you ready for the Falcons season and joint practices getting started today. It is your boy Dylan Matthews here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios. We'll be back right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app. Once you got that free Odyssey app, download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find it, follow it, subscribe to it. Once you do that, follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on the radio station. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bill, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend from The Diamond, Sam and Greg, all of them. Make sure you follow them, subscribe to them. Once you do that, you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, when they're having guests on live. You'll get live push notifications about when new audio articles are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews, all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So again, make sure you listen and tune in. And you download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Falcons getting started with their joint practices later on today against the Tennessee Titans. Calvin Ridley will be back in town. Former Falcon, Calvin Ridley, former Falcon wide receiver. If you remember him, had some good years, and then, you know, the whole gambling thing happened and it kind of went downhill. But Calvin has kind of jumped right back in and he's been looking good with the Tennessee Titans thus far. And, I mean, we all know how good Calvin Ridley is. It was only a matter of him getting back in the rhythm of things and, you know, finding that right situation, finding that right QB. And it looks like him and Cam Ward have been hooking up pretty good as far as the videos I've been seeing in training camp. He's by far and should be his favorite wide receiver and has been. So it'll be interesting to see if Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley get any preseason reps against the Falcons on Friday in preseason game number 2. Which you can hear, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, your flagship station for the Atlanta Falcons. But it'll be interesting to see if the ones play at all against the Falcons, the ones for the Titans, that is. It'll be interesting to see if they play at all against the Falcons in preseason game number 2. They did play some in their first preseason game, but we'll see again with the joint practices. And again, like I said, these joint practices get intense. You do a lot of reps. You get a lot of good work in. And a lot of times, and we saw it from Raheem Morris last year, it was they, for the starters at least, they treated those joint practices almost like the preseason game. They used that kind of in place of the preseason game. So again, I'm not sure if they'll go with that same approach or if they'll let some guys get some work in against, let some starters get some work in against the Tennessee Titans, but we shall see. If I had to guess, you know, maybe some defensive starters will get sprinkled in and, you know, will be used because maybe you still want to get your young guys some time, you know, so maybe we'll see the Rooks of the world. Maybe we'll continue to see Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. You know, maybe we'll see guys of that nature, maybe Brandon Dorlus again. So, you know, maybe you'll see some of the guys you saw last Friday as well, but as far as offense goes, I'm not convinced that you will see any offensive starters. If I had to guess, you probably won't see any offensive starters throughout the whole preseason and maybe, you know, game 3. Who knows? Who knows? It's all speculation at this point, but we know these joint practices are very important to Raheem Morris and this coaching staff and important for the players as well. And with that, I do want to get into some audio. First, I want to let you hear from Chris Lindstrom. He was talking about the joint practices and talking about how it's going to be fun for him and the rest of the team to play in a competitive environment of the joint practices because, again, like I've been saying all morning long, it does get intense. It does get chippy. You got to make sure it doesn't go too far and doesn't, you know, get away from or detract from actually putting in good work and actually getting in good reps. But it definitely gets intense, and it is, you know, always good. You always hear the players talk about how it'll be fun to hit somebody else, and, you know, you get tired of going up against your old team, and things start to maybe become a little bit monotonous. But it's a good changeup for sure once you're able to get another team in there and go up against some different colors, some different helmets, some different players for sure. So Chris Lindstrom was talking about that. Let's let you hear from the Falcons Pro Bowl and All-Pro guard talking about how he's looking forward to and excited to play in a fun competitive environment when it comes to these joint practices.
Yeah, it's very, very competitive. I think when you have two teams that are willing to work, kind of eliminate the nonsense that sometimes goes on, and you just kind of really focus on what's done, you can get really, really productive work in a safer environment and get that work. And, you know, I know they have Jeff Simmons and a lot of really good players that are going to make me better heading into the season. And just to see something different, you see our defense. They know our calls, we know their calls, so it's just like get a little something different in a good competitive environment is fun.
Absolutely, and he makes a good point there too, talking about something we haven't talked about yet this morning, and that's you'll see different looks than you've been getting throughout training camp, offensively and defensively, so gives you a chance to get to react to some different things, see some different things, and helps prepare you for the different type of offenses if you're the Falcons defense that you'll see throughout the season, and helps you prepare for some different defenses if you're the Falcons offense on the flip side of that that you'll see throughout the season. So, again, it definitely will be good work for both sides of the ball to see some different looks that they haven't seen before and be able to react and, you know, get familiar with maybe some different looks and not see the same type of defense and see the same type of schemes and looks that they have been seeing throughout training camp. Let's let you hear a little bit more from Chris Lindstrom talking to the media yesterday. He says, you know, and some guys are different on this, but Chris Lindstrom specifically, he says he's fine without preseason reps.
Yeah, I think each coaching staff does it differently, and there's a program in place, so definitely supporting behind it, and we have you know, the reps now, but I think it shows to that point is we know that this is our competitive, you know, ones against a different team. Mm-hmm. And so these reps are really, really valuable, and so trying to take all of them fresh and knowing each one of them counts.
So again, that is why you really, really want to make the most of what you're getting out of today and tomorrow if you're the Atlanta Falcons. You heard Chris Lindstrom there say this for the ones, this is probably going to be there. And again, he said it to every coaching staff is different. And we're not completely sure about what Raheem Morris is going to do and how he's going to handle starters throughout the rest of the preseason. But if I had to guess, based on what he did last year, he treated the preseason he treated the joint practices like the preseason game for the starters. So, again, I don't know with some younger players, maybe at least on defense, if he switches it up a little bit and, you know, let some of those young guys play like he did on Friday. And he did mention that he's going to let some of the younger guys play on defense. He didn't mention that before the first preseason game. We'll see if that remains the same for the second preseason game. But for the offense, I don't see it changing to where he's going to play any starters during the actual preseason game, especially this week, because, again, you're going to get the work in and you're going to get some good work in as far as these joint practices go. And that's what, again, that's part of what these joint practices are for, being able to have your ones go up against some different ones and being able to get those good reps and kind of replicate, again, that preseason type of work. So it'll be interesting to see, again, the news and storylines and some of the highlights that come out of joint practices over the next 2 days. It is your boy Dylan Matthews, by the way, here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios, right here on Sports Radio 97 The Game, talking about what we're expecting from Falcons Titans joint practices as they get started later on this morning. The radio station will be live from Falcons training camp at Flowery Branch, by the way, coming up here at the top of the hour. The morning shift going to be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch today and tomorrow, along with the Steakhouse and the Midday Show with Andy and Randy and Dukes and Bell, as always, going to be at the Taj Mahal Hooters, the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. But before we go to break here, let's let you hear a little bit more from Chris Lindstrom. We'll let you hear from Honored Up Katie on the other side. But Chris Lindstrom talking about Ryan Nuzeal, very complimentary of Ryan Nuzeal yesterday. And one of the things he was talking about is how he was giving the best practice looks he's ever seen in his career. And he was talking about how it was cool to see him do it the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a testament to Ryan and everything that he's about. I know, like, we love joking with him, but, you know, he's really come in and he's done it the hard way. As an undrafted free agent in a big class, and, you know, he's the guy that's here every day, whatever is needed, you know, if it's giving a newsflash to the team or, you know, but in terms of individual, he gave the best looks of, like, anybody I've had in the NFL in terms of preparing other guys, was willing and wasn't above doing anything. And then when he got his reps, he got better and to the point now where he's one of the best centers. And it's really cool to see his progression as a friend. And then as a teammate, like, you're really, really comfortable with him out there.
The Ryan Nuzeal story is just such a good story. I mean, what was he? I think he was undrafted, and he ends up, you know, just working his way up, putting his head down, and just waiting for his opportunity. And now that he's got his opportunity, and got his opportunity a little bit last year to, what, play 8 games while Drew Dahmer was out. And now he stepped into that starter role, and he is making the absolute most of it. So you just absolutely love to see and hear those type of stories and hearing Chris Lindstrom say that he's given great looks in practice. I mean, that just makes you feel so good as a Falcons fan because it makes you feel like, we got our guy, and we feel good about what we got going at center. And, I mean, again, you felt like you had somebody last year when he came in, when Drew Dahmer went down, and the offense honestly had some of their best offensive performances. And again, that's not all because of Ryan Nuzeal, obviously, but they didn't have breakout offensive performances. Let's try to say that word correctly. The Falcons didn't have breakout offensive performances in spite of Ryan Nuzeal. I mean, they had him, and he was a part of it. He helped some of those Falcons breakout offensive performances that they had last year. So, again, just a really good story. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll let you hear a little bit from Honored Ebbett Cady. We'll also get into some NFL headlines. We got a little bit of an update on one Pro Bowl offensive lineman that is a big part of their team as well. Speaking of Chris Lindstrom, there's another guy who is going to be looking for second opinions, but looks like he may have dodged a bullet. We'll get into it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym or already at the gym. I appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. We're getting to some national NFL headlines here in just a couple of minutes. But as promised, because I am a man of my word, I do want to let you hear from Falcons edge Arnold Ebiketie, who had a nice preseason game number one against the Detroit Lions, got a sack, again, was looking quite disruptive, the word we've been using a lot here over the past couple of days when talking about this Falcons defense, how we wanted to look and how it did look against the Detroit Lions in preseason game number one. And speaking of that sack, actually, let's kind of start there when we talk about Arnold Ebiketie, because he was asked about when he talked to the media yesterday. He was asked about that sack, and he talked about how it was good to get that sack on Friday. And look, the thing with Arnold Ebiketie is we need him to start fast. And we talked about this before. We need Arnold Ebiketie to get off to a hot start. Last year, and it feels like in years past, he's come on late in the season, and he's gotten some good numbers late in the year, like last year. Five out of his six sacks came in, the last five or six games. I think it was the last six or something. Yeah, I think the six sacks he got, five of them were in the last six games. I have to double check that, but it was something out of nature. Anywho, the point is he's come on strong late in the season. We need him to be strong early and late in the season. We need him to be strong the whole season. And so hopefully if he can get off to a hot start, that can, again, open things up for Jalen Walker, for James Pierce Jr. And if him and Leonard Floyd both can start off hot, then that will really open things up for that entire defense and that entire pass rush as well. So let's hear from Arnold Ebiketie talking about how it was good to get a big sack on Friday in the Falcons' first preseason game.
That's definitely what I hope the season will look like through and throughout. So it's exciting, you know, bringing the quarterback down and you just get familiar with that, and that becomes the expectation moving forward. So it felt good.
Definitely has got to feel good. You get one on your first game out there, even if it's preseason, it still feels good no matter what. But one thing we have heard a lot about this offseason leading up to training camp, and now we're still hearing it leading up to the season. When you talk about Jeff Ulbrich's defense, you always hear the word, you hear the word attack style defense. And when you talk about this defensive front, it's attack style front. And what exactly, you know, does that mean? You know, what exactly is that going to look like? I think we saw a little bit of it Friday as far as you're getting after it. You're being the aggressor. You're not reacting to what the offensive does. You're making the offense react to you. And Arnold Ebiketie talked about, and it is different from what they were doing last year, because it seemed like, again, under Jimmy Lake, this was a defense that was more so reactionary, not necessarily an aggressive defense. And it seemed like they were, again, more hung up on making sure teams didn't hit the big play on them and trying to keep everything in front of them, while this Jeff Ulbrich defense is a lot different. They're going out there being the aggressor. They will take some chances, and they will be prone to give up some deep plays if they aren't able to get home. And so it's different. And so Arnold Ebiketie talked about yesterday getting settled into this attack style defensive front.
I feel pretty good about it so far. I mean, initially there's a couple of things that I had to learn with the attack front. I feel like now I'm in a good spot. Obviously, when it comes to the season, you start to see different offenses. Like, there's a couple of things that's going to come up. So just one day at a time, you try to learn as much as you can with the front.
Yeah, so again, it is definitely a adjustment for Arnold Ebiketie and the entirety of this defense. So you hear him feeling like he's starting to get settled into it pretty well. And hopefully, again, Friday, the first preseason game, was a sign of things to come as far as what we can expect production-wise out of Arnold Ebiketie. So, again, good to see him get a sack on Friday, and hopefully that was one of many to come. But let's let you hear one more from Arnold Ebiketie, then we'll get into some NFL, some national NFL headlines. Let's hear Arnold Ebiketie talk more about this attack style front, and saying that it's a lose your mind type of style.
You know, with an attack front, it's more so just lose your mind, kind of. play fast with your mind on fire, which I really do like this style, so.
Playing with your hair on fire, going to get after it. See quarterback, go get quarterback. Go wreak some havoc. Go disrupt that guy. Go disrupt that QB. Again, being disruptive. That's what it seems like this defense is all about when you talk about this Jeff Ulbrich attacking style defense, attacking style front. And I like it. You don't always got to react to what the defense is doing. Make the defense react to you. You can control the narrative. And this team is good enough and has good enough personnel to where I think they can be successful in this type of defense. And we saw a little bit of that on Friday. So it was definitely good to see. It is your boy Dylan Matthews here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. We're about to get into some national NFL headlines here. And how about we start with this? Landon Dickerson, seeming like he maybe dodged a bullet, at least a little bit, as far as injury goes. It seems like he does have a meniscus injury in his right knee. However, it seems like there is an option for him to be able to come back and be ready for the season opener and not miss any actual game time. So he is going to go. He is going to undergo a minor procedure on a meniscus injury to his right knee in the coming days. And this is what a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter yesterday. Dickerson will then be considered week to week with the goal for returning on Thursday night, September 4th. That's the regular season opener for the whole entire league when the Eagles take on the Dallas Cowboys. So that is huge, huge news for Landon Dickerson and the Philadelphia Eagles, that it wasn't an ACL tear or anything super major. We know meniscus, you can obviously come back fairly quickly from, and then the fact that it's a minor meniscus injury and he's only going to have to do a minor procedure, and that he seems like he'll be able to come back for the opener. And if he's eyeing a return for the opener, even if he isn't able to come back for the season opener, seems like he'll definitely at some point be back for the season and be able to still play majority of the season. So, again, it is a huge, huge, whew, a huge sigh of relief for Eagles fans out there, myself not included, because I am a Falcons fan, diehard Falcons fan, despite, you know, what some other shows on this radio station on the morning shift will try to let you know. But I'm telling you here myself that I'm a diehard Falcons fan, even though, you know, those jokes are out there. But it is what it is. You know, when your girlfriend's a diehard Eagles fan, you know, that's just the stamp you get put on sometimes. So it is what it is. But anywho, let's move on here. Get to some other news. So how about this? We talked about this, what was it, last week? Kind of mid last week. Cam Hayward looking for a new contract. Well, not even looking for a new contract. He's looking for a restructuring of his current contract. He wants more guaranteed money and still hasn't gotten it. And so now he's hinting at possibly sitting out the season. So, again, this is a guy who's been a defensive captain for the Steelers for a long time and right now is amid of a hold-in. He strongly suggested yesterday that he would be willing to miss regular season games as, again, he is seeking to kind of renegotiate and restructure, maybe even get a contract extension. He said this, quote, "There are definitely options out there that could reflect that." And he said that was during his first public comments. So he also added, quote, "My goal is to be out here, and I don't know what's going to happen. I've had to be honest with myself to be ready for every option. And has it gone the way I wanted to go? No, if it did, I would be out there playing and practicing. But I like to put this in the rearview mirror and worry about ball and worry about week one." So, look, I mean, I get it. You're older. You want a little bit more money before you ride off into the sunset and retire. And he's been productive, so I get it. I mean, he's an all-pro last year. So I understand it. I get you want your bread. But it's just, I don't know. It seems like you're choosing this spot now. I don't know. It feels kind of weird. But, I mean, look, I it's hard to go against a guy wanting his money when he's been, you know, so productive. But again, he just did get a contract not too long ago. So there is that aspect of it too. It's like, you know, come on, man. I mean, you're milking this a little bit. You're milking this a little bit. That's what it feels like. But hey, look, he knows it can end just that quickly. I mean, and he knows he's on the back nine of his career. So trying to get that last little check, trying to get that last bit of little bread, last bit of scratch old before he gets up on out of here. So I understand. It is what it is. Some other quick NFL headlines before we wrap things up here. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said Brandon Ayuk eyeing a week 6 return. Remember, he is on the mend back from a torn ACL and MCL that he suffered in his right knee last year midseason. So he's looking like he should be able to come back week 6. Matthew Stafford, questions have come back about him and his health. He was supposed to be back on the practice field yesterday, but was in street clothes. So now we're like, Rams fans are wondering, is Matthew Stafford really okay? And I heard a few jokes out there about, you know, the odds are getting better and better that Kirk Cousins could be a Ram by week 1. I don't know if we're going that far with it. I'm not nowhere near ready to say that yet, but it does make you raise your eyebrow a little bit. And then, again, another unfortunate injury, Alexander Mattison out for the season with a neck injury, having to go undergo season-ending neck surgery. So that definitely unfortunate. Yate, whenever a guy's season is ended before it started, but again, that is unfortunately sometimes the NFL. And unfortunately, that is my time. But fortunately for you, you got another great show coming up next, and they're going to be live from Atlanta Falcons training camp, and that is The Morning Shift. Bo Morgan, Allie Mack, Mikey P, Mike Johnson, ready to give you all the sights and sounds from Flowery Branch as they get you ready for what's going to be a joint practice today between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans. The Morning Shift. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack coming up next here on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.